Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We miss you, John Candy. Planes, trains, automobiles. Last 2 years, I've taken a lot of road trips, and I have no regrets. There's an advantage to taking a road trip. You have some control over your destiny. When you fly, it's like playing the lottery, right? Maybe you get lucky. Maybe there won't be any hassle with this trip. Maybe you'll be one of the many thousands of people that have been inconvenienced in recent days. Kyle Potter is here with The Thrifty Traveler talking about travel do's and don'ts. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning.
We've heard about all the cancellations, the airlines blaming weather and COVID and staffing shortages. What's top of mind for you, somebody who's setting out on a trip, maybe about to fly home from Christmas or maybe going somewhere for the big holiday, the New Year's weekend coming up? What is paramount top of mind in your world?
You know, the biggest thing right now that I would warn anyone who's going to set foot on a plane within the next week or two would just be to hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. I mean, what we've seen, over the course of the last week or so, and what we've really seen over the course of the last 6+ months, is that, you know, it's only a matter of time before the next round of mass cancellation. You know, heading into Christmas, we saw several major U.S. airlines, including Delta here based in MSP, canceling hundreds of flights over the course of just several days, including Delta canceled 800 flights, 15% of its flights for the day on Christmas Day. These things just keep happening. And, you know, the root cause is airlines are just too small right now in order to carry out, the schedules that they want to get all of the holiday travelers from point A to point B. And it's gotten even worse lately because, airline staff have been hit really hard by this Omicron variant and being forced into self-isolation. So, while news from the CDC this week was good from the airline's perspective, you know, I fear that we're going to continue seeing cancellations throughout the next week or so.
Kyle, I've found the hard way it's always good to have a plan B, plan C. You know, if your flight gets canceled, maybe you can rent a car. Maybe there won't be a car available for you to rent. What should travelers do in advance to be prepared for a plan B, a plan C? Should they buy insurance?
You know, travel insurance can be easily worth it. But I would warn everyone that they really need to read the fine print. Because, you know, in many cases, that add-on policy that costs you an extra, you know, $20, $25 when you actually buy your flight will not do exactly what you think it does. You really need to read the fine print, and you may need to use a website like SquareMouth, which is kind of a marketplace of travel insurance, to actually get a broader travel insurance policy to make sure that you're going to be able to recoup some of your hotel costs if you, you know, don't make it the day that you're supposed to. Beyond that, the biggest thing that people can do is, you know, plan B and plan C oftentimes is just researching your options just in case your flight gets canceled. So, you know, maybe scope out some, flights on a different airline that can get you where you need to go in case your flight gets canceled that day. I would just tell everyone to stay tuned to the news about what's happening with the airline you're supposed to fly with. You know, if you're supposed to fly with an airline and, you know, over the course of the last week, they've been canceling, you know, a couple hundred flights a day, odds are they're going to continue canceling flights by the time it's time for you to go to the airport. So that can help you prepare, just know what might be coming and start to take some additional steps just in case your flight does get canceled or significantly delayed.
Real quick, last question, Kyle. The rental car situation, has that gotten better? It was a mess earlier this year.
It was really bad for a while. Really everywhere, but especially in some of the high-demand destinations, warm weather destinations from Florida to Phoenix to Hawaii. It does feel like it's gotten better, but you know, if you're talking about a peak travel time like we're in right now, when many people are looking, there's no question that the supply of rental cars nationwide is still constrained and not where it needs to be. So it's better, but this problem is not over.
Kyle, mention to listeners your website for more information.
Yeah, we publish travel news and flight deals every single day at thriftytraveler.com.
That's easy enough. Appreciate the words of wisdom. Be safe out there. Happy travels, if that's possible.
You too, Paul. Thanks.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.